You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I TiVo'd a lot of the Olympics. I still haven't seen the opening ceremony. I know I'm really, really behind. But when I heard that one of the, figure skaters dropped the B-bomb, you know, I got interested. Now, mind you, I love the Olympics. I really do. It's just, I get really upset that I can't watch it live, and it's really hard for me to watch sports TiVo'd. It's just something you don't do. I can't watch a football game TiVo'd. I TiVo'd the Super Bowl in case somebody was talking during the party and I was going to miss anything, but after, you know, we saw the Super Bowl and what a mess that was, and again, congratulations, Seahawks fans, I just deleted it and saved room for the Olympics. So the Sochi Olympics have been going on, obviously, and, you know, you see one of the figure skaters dropped the B-bomb because, you know, she dropped out of medal. By the way, the little Russian 15-year-old figure skater, phenomenal, kind of bringing you back to the whole Oksana Bayul days from 20 years ago. So pretty impressive there. Not a lot of drama. I guess Bob Costas has that eye infection. I didn't realize that was an issue until, I guess, my husband was talking about it. They were talking, I guess they were calling it Putin eye on the social media. I really don't get that. Unless they're trying to, you know, I don't get it. But, to me, it looks like pink eye. You know, I found it very distracting, you know, now that I know. And I guess it actually has extended to now both eyes. I think he's actually going to be taking a night off of the coverage, and Matt Lauer is going to be filling in. Boy, does that stink to finally get your big Olympic, you know, gig. And Bob Costas has been, I guess, reporting the Olympics for years. I mean, he's been, I remember watching him 20 years ago. He doesn't age, by the way. The guy never ages. And I guess he has pink eye. It started in his left eye, and now it's going to his right. And he kind of has nice eyes. He's kind of got these big baby blue eyes, and now they're all red. Many of you have asked me about, you know, just farting on the pillow to give you pink eye. Can he put alcohol into his eye and do an alcohol shot? This is what I suggest. First of all, if you are going to fart, don't do it on your, you know, loved one's pillow. Because I really do think there is some E. coli spread. I do think farting on a pillow can give you pink eye, but I don't think that's why he got pink eye. He probably touched something and touched his eye. Pink eye is extremely contagious. Didn't one of the snowboarders have to be under quarantine because she got sick with something, and they just didn't want everybody else to get sick? Apparently, Olympic City, right, can spread a whole bunch of germs. Right? So, you know, here we are, we're watching Bob Costas on the set. See, it's funny, when I saw, now remember, I think I'm on like 3 days ago. So when I saw how bad his eye was swollen, you know, somebody suggested, Bob, maybe you should take the night off. He's like, hell no, this is my Olympics. No way, no way, no way. You know, but I would rather not be seen with a big swollen eye. You know, chlamydia can cause pink eye. I'm not saying he has chlamydia, but you could get, there's Reiter's syndrome also, where you could get conjunctivitis, urethritis, arthritis. So there's a variety of things. I just think it's outright pink eye. Now, what about an alcohol bomb, like a vodka bomb into his eye? That is ridiculous. No, we do not recommend vodka bombs on the eye. Even though alcohol does kill bacteria, it is a very, very dangerous thing that a lot of these young people are doing, where they are doing alcohol shots in their eye because the eye absorbs the alcohol. Young people do this. Another thing young people do is they'll, you know, soak tampons in vodka, and then they'll insert those. This is usually done by women, though. That's another thing that's kind of bad to do. So I would just say give the guy some drops. Now, pink eye, though, most pink eyes are viral. And most pink eyes are considered viral conjunctivitis. And pink eye, if it's viral, these bacterial drops, antibiotic drops, aren't supposed to help. However, many of us will go to the bacterial eye drops because maybe we do have a little bacterial conjunctivitis, etc., and it seems to clear up. But a lot of times your viral pink eye will clear up on its own. A bacterial conjunctivitis is usually one eye. When it hits both eyes, it's more viral. And we're not supposed to be using antibiotics on viral. Now, sometimes, though, you can get herpes in the eye. The herpes simplex virus. And not so much, yeah, which is why you should wear goggles during sex. But it's not so much the genital herpes. Herpes could infect the skin. It could cause cold sores as well as genital ulcers. Herpes simplex of the eye can make you go blind. So whenever somebody has conjunctivitis and they go, you know what, doc, give me some steroids to get rid of the red. Oh, hell no. I can't give you steroids in the eye because if, God forbid, you have a viral infection like herpes, etc., that could really cause an extremely bad reaction on the cornea, could cause the virus to spread because steroids cause a weakening of your immune system, and that's pretty bad. So I would suggest at that point you go to an eye doctor. Don't ask your regular doctor to give you steroids for the eyes. Now, if you do suspect that you have pink eye, please get it checked out. It will spread throughout the family. You do need to change your pillowcases, not because somebody farted on them, but because now you have the virus and the bacteria on them. And if you have kids like I do that will not get out of your bed, that want to do their homework in your bed, that wants to wrestle in your bed, that wants to do a pillow fight in your bed, if you have it, you're going to give it to somebody. Sometimes the symptoms are kind of itchiness. Sometimes you get some blurry vision. Many times you wake up and the eyes are stuck together. I get asked all the time, what's the best thing to do? Should I stick my kid's head in the shower, etc.? Just a little bit of ice water or even warm water. I wouldn't probably do ice water, but a little bit of warm water and just very, very, it always freaks the kids out. I remember waking up screaming that I couldn't open my eyes and it hurt to open my eyes. You just kind of take some warm water. Some moms would use Johnson & Johnson baby soap. I don't recommend that because I really don't want baby soap going in the eyes either. It's got enough to deal with. So I would just do some warm water. You don't have to do the soap. And, you know, just very slowly you wet. And again, just patience. Tell the kid to calm the hell down, and it's going to be okay. And you can tell the kid they could calm down by not having to go to school. Now, me, I loved school. So when my mom said no school, I would be like, ah! I was really upset. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We truly, truly appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, this is interesting. They're saying that if you take first place in the Olympics, you have to pay at least $10,000 to Uncle Sam. You guys know that the U.S. Olympic Commission, I guess, awards, thousands of dollars to people who are Olympians. It kind of differs by country. So, for example, in the U.S., you get $25,000 for a gold medal, $15,000 for a silver medal, and $10,000 for a bronze. Because the money is earned abroad, then it is subject to taxes, right? Yeah. And I guess U.S. is, I mean, not the only country that taxes, but not all of them tax. In fact, some other countries get a heck of, you know, give a heck of a lot more. I'm looking at this right here. This is a blog from the Montana Standard. They say in Kazakhstan, I guess gymnasts, gold medalists, could win $250,000. I guess in Estonia, a gold medal winner will also win $138,500, silver will earn $96,400, and bronze, I believe, $60,000. Italy, Gold medal will give you $189,800. In Russia, they will get $113,200 if they win a gold medal. Switzerland will pay you $88,600. That's interesting. U.S., only $25,000. Great Britain, no money there. Latvia, $192,000. If you win a gold medal. Wow. Malaysia. You see, I mean, we Americans want to lose our athletes to another country. I wonder what Canada pays. I don't see Canada here, if Canada pays. So, don't think that the Olympians are free from taxes. We all do. No wonder America's so happy, right? Wasn't Obama at the Olympics a couple years ago going, yeah, woo-hoo, got more money in his pocket. Now, we do recommend that if anybody does, shall we say, win any sort of money for the Olympics, okay, don't expect your gold medal winnings to be what you're going to ride on. You got to do the whole endorsement thing. And boy, do you get money for just standing there and endorsing. You know, I got asked one day to endorse a toothbrush. Now, I was going to make $500 to endorse the toothbrush. It never panned out. I'm not sure why. I asked them, well, send me the toothbrush. I don't want to endorse something I don't know. Never panned out. That would have been the easiest $500 I've ever made. And I live in Vegas. You know how long it ever took me to play blackjack or roulette to win $500? I don't think I ever won $500 playing blackjack or roulette, which is why I don't gamble. But $500 to endorse a toothbrush? I know, I got to call the guy. Anyway, if you are, in the top tax bracket, being a, let's say, like five-time Olympic gold medalist like Bodie Miller, you would be paying $10,000 for that gold. $5,900 for a silver, $3,900 for a bronze. Remember, the medals, you cannot pawn. You cannot pawn your medals. Speaking of hawk, on the Olympics, I'm TiVo'd to the part where I guess tonight it says loogie. Now, my husband says it's luge, but I think it's loogie. And honestly, I think we Americans could win that one. We know how to hawk a loogie. So I'm actually suspecting that we're going to do really, really well in the loogie competition because we could probably hawk it. I don't even know how they do that, but that's pretty cool. I was watching some of the men's ski. I think there was a long distance ski race and some of them were falling. One of them was green. And he felt it was a very weird outfit he was wearing, and I guess he had a gun on his back. I had no idea what to expect. You saw people skiing, and then all of a sudden they get down on their belly and sniper shoot. And I'm like, who are they shooting? The other skiers? That was pretty exciting. So I got to watch that. And then there was something else that was kind of scary. There was somebody who was mogul skiing the other day. I think he was from Finland, and he fell, bit it really hard, and was bouncing off the moguls. I have a lot of trouble watching the mogul skiing because I just look at those knees, and I can hear the crunching. You know, I used to run, and I used to ski. I attribute my knee problems to the skiing. I think the skiing really messed up my knees. My knees are so bad. And it's because of those moguls that go. I used to ski black diamonds. I can't do it anymore because my knees are shot. And, power to these people and like the snowboarders and all that. Whoa. Snowboarding, I never got. I think it's fun. I think it's cool. It's probably one of the most amazing things to watch. But you have no protection. You are free flying on a mountain. And you're supposed to land on hopefully soft powder, but wherever I ski, it's always hard ice because it starts to melt. And it blows my mind that these people have careers longer than 2 weeks because I can't tell you how many shoulder injuries and elbow injuries and back injuries I see from that. Pretty scary stuff. So the Olympics is always hard for me because I have to watch all the injuries. I can't watch it without looking at the injuries. Okay, so anyway, Texas. Now, there's a few things we need to talk about. Apparently they have a new, what we're going to be talking about this hour and the next hour, is there is a new capsular endoscopy where they think they could actually do your colonoscopy with a camera. This is pretty cool stuff. Then I also want to talk about Botox for decreasing your appetite in terms of weight. That could be pretty cool, where they're thinking about using Botox for weight. I also want to talk about the passing of Shirley Temple. For many of us, Shirley Temple, oh my gosh, I mean, we grew up with her. Shirley Temple has passed, I believe, at the age of 85. She had passed of natural causes, from what we understand, surrounded by her family. And, you know, what was so amazing about Shirley Temple's career was, remember, she was a child actress in the 30s. The 30s was the Depression era. And a really, really bad time. And so, of course, movies, et cetera, were one of the main, I guess, exciting forms of entertainment. They obviously didn't have TV then. I mean, they were actually playing around with TVs, but it wasn't in people's homes until the 1950s. And so the idea that people could find some sort of reprieve from watching her movies and the sing songs like the Good Ship Lollipop and all that, you know, showed how captivating she was. From what I understand, Fox was supposed to be going under at the time, and not Fox News, Fox and her movies had elevated it and got it out of its financial troubles. And so, you know, when you think back, I was surprised in the 80s when I heard that Shirley Temple was still alive. But, you know, again, she lived till 85 years old, did a lot of charity work, was still very, very active, was still very well known, did a few things when she was a teenager, from what I remember. Had, I think, a few stints. But, you know, it's really interesting as we look in this recession how entertainment has still overall done well. Now, maybe if we look at, let's say, radio, and if we look at TV, okay, we've definitely seen some monetary hits. I mean, if you've noticed, and I watch entertainment a lot in terms of not shows, but what happens to the entertainment industry because I'm in it. Okay. You know, I have a foot in the door. I'm in it. All right. With the recession, whenever you have a recession, alcohol sales will still do well and entertainment value movies still made money. People still spent money on movies. People still spent money on World War Z. On, was Avatar during the recession or before the recession? I don't know. The Star Trek movies, people still flock to the movie theater. People still listen to radio. People still see TV. It's just things have changed, okay? The money isn't there in terms of advertising, etc. So you do see drops in staff. You see different types of programming. You also see cutbacks. Like, for example, Glee. I don't even know when Glee comes back on, all right? Apparently now a season is only, what, 12 shows? Like Boardwalk Empire, you have 12 shows and then you're done. So we're starting to see a change with that. With radio, you're still seeing radio ads and you're still seeing, you know, radio programs, but you're starting to see this idea that you're going to pay for your programming, like Pandora, etc. If you want to listen to the song, then you need to pay for the song. So you're starting to see that, and some people will be like, okay, fine, I will pay the, you know, $1.99 or the 99 cents, etc. So, you know, entertainment is not dying whenever there's a recession or a depression, but what happens is you see a shift. Reality programming is going to be overtaking network programming because it's inexpensive to make. It could cost a couple hundred thousand to make a season of 8 shows, whereas it costs millions for network television. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com. Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. You know, one of you had asked me a while back, when are you supposed to be getting your screening colonoscopies for colon cancer? Are you supposed to be doing it every 5 years or every 10 years? Many of you have been told every 10 years to get it done. Many of you have been told every 5 years. Some of you now with Obamacare have been told just watch and wait. Well, how do you watch your colon? Speaking of which, they have this new camera out. Have you guys heard about that? I posted it on my Facebook. It is called the Pill Cam. The FDA has now given the company a green light for us to swallow this camera that will hopefully replace colonoscopies one day. It's from Given Imaging. It's a battery-operated camera that you swallow, and it takes pictures. It's like capsular endoscopy. Some of you guys have had that where you're swallowing a camera. Right, in a capsule, you swallow it and it goes down your GI tract. Well, this is supposed to also give us information on your colon. And it says here that it will take images as it goes through the body. You wear a device around your waist. The doctors can later review the photos and tweet them. The FDA approved the device for people who struggle with traditional colonoscopies. Okay, you know what, guys? Really, you struggle with the colonoscopy. Okay, the only thing you're struggling with is wussy-dom. You could do the gosh darn colonoscopy. People go, no, I can't tolerate the colonoscopy. I'm sorry, you got to find another way. You can't tolerate it. You just don't want to take off your pants. I don't understand that. You know, I know about many of your sex lives because many of you write. Right? Many of you send me pictures, unfortunately. Many of you tell me in my medical office what you do on a regular sexual basis. Yet all of a sudden, it comes time to a colonoscopy to rule out cancer, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, no, you need to find, I can't tolerate a medical procedure such as that. I wouldn't qualify. Qualify my butt. So anyway, now they have this camera. Now, okay, here's the problem. Okay, with the camera, you have to hope that it is going to kind of Star Trek-like do a 360-degree turn as it goes centimeter by centimeter throughout your colon. Now, if it is going to take all those pictures, we are talking about probably thousands of pictures. And then your doctor is going to sit there and look at the pictures. So you hope that your doctor's looking and watching, just like you hope that they're watching with the colonoscopy. But you know how long that takes, not to mention you're swallowing a camera, and then what if the camera gets stuck? Now, are there some people that really don't qualify for a colonoscopy? There are some people that are not wussies. They may have something called diverticulosis. Diverticulosis is where you have these little ticks or little pockets of your colon. Unfortunately, some of those could have very, very thin lining. And if a scope, unfortunately, makes a wrong turn and goes up into these little ticks, it could cause a perforation, could be pretty bad. So some of you will not be getting colonoscopies. We may do the virtual colonoscopy where you still get some rectal contrast. We do CAT scan images. We kind of make a software-type cartoon of the inside of your colon and are able to see if there's any polyps, etc. It's pretty cool, pretty neat. No, obviously not 100%, but it's, you know, a little bit more specific than I would say in terms of than sensitive, but it's still pretty cool. Nonetheless, it's something you could do. Coming from a family like mine where colon cancer is huge, I have to have the real thing, and I've done the real thing. And I've been very, very happy. But somebody could argue that leaving this up to technology will take away human error. Now, what type of human error could happen when they're up in there in your colon? Well, you know, they could close their eyes for a split second, right, whereas the camera could take a picture. They could miss a turn that the camera couldn't. I mean, mind you, being told that I have to have colonoscopies now every few years for the rest of my life, I would have no problem swallowing this camera. My only problem is proof to me that it took every single piece of my colon and it took all the pictures. You know, I just want to know because colon cancer is pretty, pretty bad. Now, let's say they come up. Yeah, colon cancer is pretty bad. That's my big commentary. Let's say they come up with that widespread test on the market where they could look for colon cancer antigens in the stool. Would I be happy with that? Would I be happy with you doing the stool test to look for colon cancer antigens that you're giving off and this camera? I would be. I mean, you know how many of you don't now have to get razor burns shaving your butts before this? I mean, I think that could have some potential. I don't know if I would just trust the camera alone. This camera better honestly be going 360 degrees as it comes down. And you also want to worry about the transit time. The reason why something like this hasn't been widespread use is because people's transit time differs. How do you ensure that that camera is going to go down nice and smooth and quietly, okay? You still have to prep. You can't do this while having poop in your system because it's just going to get kind of clogged up in the poop, and then the camera images are going to be like all muddy looking. Yeah, I mean, it needs to see really nice. Have you guys ever seen a prepped colon? It's gorgeous. it glistens. It really, no, when you're doing a colonoscopy and I've done colonoscopies and sigmoidoscopies before. The lining of the colon is a very pretty, glistening thing. Now, every now and then you see a little bit of poop, and the poop is yellow, right? You know, you'll see like yellow type poop when the transit time is kind of quick. Your stool lightens when the transit time is quicker because it doesn't have time to sit there and dehydrate and get the water taken out, which is what the colon does. But it's very, very pretty. I wouldn't even mind looking at the pictures. Can you imagine, you know, getting paid, what, $500 to sit there and look at colonoscopy pictures? I could do that all day. That's easy. Okay, where was I going? Colonoscopy. Yeah, I think it's cool. Oh, yeah. Transit time. So some of you will eat lunch or eat breakfast. Like, for example, I had some old chicken salad. I can already feel my bowels getting ready. So as soon as break comes, I'm out of here. And that's a pretty quick transit time. How do you ensure that this camera very, very slowly goes millimeter by millimeter? Now, what they could do is put legs on the sucker where it crawls through. You know, the lumen of your colon is only a few centimeters. We call it a lumen, right? And, you know, like illuminate. You can illuminate your lumen. No, different words. But, you know, but you just don't want it to get caught. You don't want one of the legs. You know, you can make it look kind of spider-like. You know, and do that and make sure it walks. But the problem is you start to have a little diarrhea. And after you prep, you get some diarrhea, right? You know, we've talked about the prep where we use something that osmosis, it draws water, which is why you have to drink so much water because it's trying to flush you out. You need your colon's water and your digestive water to help get the stool out, clean yourself out, flush out. You even get bubbly. Sometimes you'll even see the bubbles. It really scrubs your colon nice, these preps. Really cool stuff. Unfortunately, they took away the pill form of the colon cleanse because it was linked to kidney disease. One of my colonoscopies, I got to do the pill version. It was great. Didn't have to do the drink. The drink now, the Max citrate, it tastes like crap. But, you know, you do what you got to do. But, again, the transit time is going to make it difficult. Now, speaking of Star Trek, cool. They say there's these new, quote-unquote, high-tech glasses that help doctors, quote-unquote, see cancer cells. Apparently, the cancer cells glow blue when viewed with this eyewear, okay? So now, all right, well, what type of cancer cells? Well, I guess right now what they're doing, this is giving, who gets breast surgeon, I guess, Julie, oh, my gosh, the stupid pop-up keeps coming up. Pop-up, go away. They say, oh, damn the pop-up. We're in the early pop-up stages of this technology. Pop-up, another pop-up, and more development and testing will be done. Pop-up, hold on. I'm going to read this fast, really. Okay, I'm going to hit the pop-up. I'm going to read it fast. Ready? But we're certainly encouraged by the potential benefits to patients. Pop-up. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I'm trying to talk about the cancer cells. Why do you want the glasses? So you can see if the cells have spread. This is cool stuff. I got to get anti-pop-up software. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know,
improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you who are fans of mine, and I know there's probably like two of you out there, I'm going to be on the Jesus Marquez Show on Wednesday. I'm going to be discussing Obamacare and answering some medical questions in Spanish. So high school Spanish, please don't fail me now. So definitely tune into the Jesus Marquez Show. You can definitely find that online at, I think, www. You know what? I think it's under Jesus Marquez Show. I'll find it, okay? Again, I know the two fans out there. I'll make sure, or I'll email you personally with that. And for those of you who live in Las Vegas, I'll be on More Las Vegas Thursday morning discussing cats and cat bites and how cats don't like tickle tummy and how you could die from a cat bite. Pretty important stuff. So make sure you guys tune in and find me there. And then, of course, come back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I never answered the question on that email because of my stupid pop-ups. Do you get your colonoscopies every 5 years or every 10 years? I was taught every five. All right? I was taught you do it every 5 years, starting at age 50. You do your colonoscopy starting at age 40 if there's colon cancer in the family. If there's not colon cancer, but you had a scope and you were found to have some polyps, possibly precancerous lesions, you're supposed to be getting colonoscopies every 2 years. So, I know that's kind of confusing for a lot of people because I know back east, a lot of you guys are being told by your doctors every 10 years. Now, why is that? Well, colon cancer is slow growing. So if you've had a really good, thorough colonoscopy, I mean thorough, 10 years is probably fine. But if anything got missed or any aspect of the wall, if you get two colonoscopies in that 10-year period, you've just now really improved your chances. Now, colon cancer usually takes about 10 years to grow, which is why I was taught you get two colonoscopies in a 10-year period, one every 5 years. Okay? Sometimes you could have a fast-growing lesion, and 10 years may just be too damn much. So, if you have polyps, some doctors are even telling my patients once a year. Now, I know that could be very, very confusing. Again, what I was taught in the late 90s was every couple years for polyps, every 5 years for regular colon cancer. Now, let's say you're 30 years old and you have some bleeding hemorrhoids. You're probably going to get a colonoscopy. Yep, they're probably going to look up in there because they want to know where the bleeding's from. One of you had asked why would a doctor be recommending colonoscopy when you have one of the most common conditions out there. Again, because you bled. All right? Once you have any sort of bleeding, we can't say for 100% that it's only the hemorrhoid. And the reason why is what if you do have a colonic mass and you have to push and you're pushing so you make a hemorrhoid? Do I need to talk about hemorrhoids again? No, I think I do. You guys understand what a hemorrhoid is. Okay, a hemorrhoid is a collapse of a vessel down there. Your veins have little, it's a vein that you have little valves that help kind of push blood up in addition to the arterial push that helps blood go up. And so when the veins collapse, you get some venous insufficiency. And some of these hemorrhoids are outpouchings and insufficiency of those veins, which is why some of them bleed. And we see this with truck drivers. We see this with pregnant women. We see this in people that get very constipated and have to push. So if I see somebody with a hemorrhoid, I have to assume that they had to push for some reason. And why would they have to push? Do they have a mass up in there? Maybe the hemorrhoid's not bleeding and something else is bleeding, which is why we just can't blame the hemorrhoids. All right? And that's why it's been recommended that you get some sort of anoscopy or colonoscopy or some sort of follow-up. Okay? And like I said, I know it can be pretty distracting for many of you. And some of you are like, I don't really get this. You know, just everybody make up their mind. Doctors are just trying to make money. Listen, there's a variety of other ways we doctors can make money. Colonoscopy, I don't make any money on you guys getting a colonoscopy. I don't. So, I'm recommending it for your best interest. By the way, that one of you I had talked about last week about doctors selling supplements and how I think it's totally fine. Doctors are allowed to sell supplements. Why not? If they're recommending vitamin D, et cetera, for you. One of you had said that your doctor, though, unfortunately, was really laying on the sales pitch. And you found it uncomfortable that you couldn't trust what his advice was. I understand that. When somebody is financially benefiting from something you do, I can understand why you would be concerned, okay? But don't always, I guess, misconstrue somebody's endorsement of a product as being solely for monetary gain. They may really, really like the test. Like, for example, I really do like the colonoscopy test, not to be done on me personally, but I really am a fan of them. And I do not financially benefit at all from ordering a colonoscopy. And, you know, I recommend it because, you know, it's the only screening test out there that actually cures as it goes. If you're doing a mammogram, that's a phenomenal test, do it. But all that's doing is taking a picture and telling the radiologist that you may have cancer, you may not. A colonoscopy is going through and gleaning out those little polyps so that polyp can't turn to cancer. If you're going to get colon cancer is going to start from a polyp. Okay? Not all polyps turn to colon cancer, but all colon cancers start from a polyp. So just get rid of the polyp. So you get pruned as you go. It's absolutely brilliant. To me, it's one of the most brilliant things, which is, again, one thing we have to kind of use caution with this camera, pill cam that they're talking about where you swallow a camera, because if there is a polyp, you need to go in and get the procedure done anyway. That was what was a big criticism with the virtual colonoscopy. If the virtual colonoscopy found anything, you had to turn your butt right back around and get yourself into a GI doctor and get yourself a scope. So at that point, I would recommend if you're at higher risk, do the honest-to-gosh test as long as you don't have any contraindications, like having the diverticulosis, having any weakening of the bowel, etc., bleeding disorders, etc. Okay, makes some sense? All right. Okay, oh, we got a lot to talk about. Okay, in the next hour, we're going to talk about another delay on the Obamacare mandate. We're also going to be talking about, this is going to be for medium-sized employers. We're also going to be talking about how pickled cabbage may be now the new superfood in terms of medicine. We're also going to start talking about how a lot of people are really overdoing it with their fruit juices, thinking they're eating healthy. All right, and they're not because the fruit juices have too much sugar. And then FDA is not so excited about the libido pill and wants to wait to erect it until it gets more information. So as you can see, we're going to have a very, very busy hour coming up next. Now, in other news, I want to talk about this. This was very interesting. Apparently, this Flappy Bird gang has been out there. And Flappy Bird, I didn't even know existed until I heard that the game got pulled. Now, Flappy Bird creator Dong Nguyen says he removed the game from mobile phones because he thought that people were getting, quote-unquote, too addicted. Now, isn't that what makes the economic world go around? You want your sugar, you want your cigarettes, you want your Dr. Dahlia show, so you get addicted to it and you keep... Isn't that what makes the world go round? All right. Now, anyway, he's claiming he took it off. It kind of makes you wonder. Maybe he took it off because somebody blackmailed him or something, right? No, that was my idea. I don't know. But he said Flappy Bird had unexpected events. It causes addiction in people. I think it's an unexpected problem. I have to remove it. Now, Flappy Bird, I tried to download it and it didn't exist. I got something called Flippin' Bird, Flip the Bird, and Fluffy Bird. I didn't know that I never had the correct app. My son said, no, Mom, those aren't the real ones. It's called Flappy Bird. And I guess you sit there and hit the screen, and the bird is supposed to go through these pipes. Why is that so addictive? Do you guys have, like, nothing else to do? Are we creating a society that doesn't read anymore? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.